Title: DHS announces I-9 and E-Verify relief for employers due to COVID-19. Content: Temporary I-9 procedure for new hires and re-verifications that cannot report to the worksite on March 20, 2020. DHS announced temporary COVID-19 flexibility for employers to complete an I-9 for new hires or re-verifications using video, email, or fax review of their work authorization documents. Then, when normal operations resume, the company must verify the individual and their original documents in person within 3 business days. Alternatively, an employer can still designate an authorized individual unrelated to the company to physically review the documents and complete Section 2 on their behalf. Where the employee cannot physically come into the office due to the COVID-19 emergency, DHS is allowing a temporary video review of the work authorization documents, or by email or fax. The employee would still complete Section 1 by the first day of hire and email a scanned copy to the employer along with their work authorization documents. The employer would then print and sign Section 2 by the 4th day of hire. Then, when the company returns to normal operations, they must re-verify the original documents in person with the employee within 3 business days. Section 2 of the I-9 additional information box found on page 2 should be notated COVID-19 for the initial remote review. Then, for the late in-person review when the employee returns to the office, the employer should notate in the additional information box documents physically examined on X date/COVID-19 and the employer can sign and date next to it. This procedure is expected to last for 60 days or, if the national emergency is cancelled sooner, then for 3 business days after the cancellation. For more information, see https://www.ice.gov/news/releases/dhs-announces-flexibility-requirements-related-form-i-9-compliance. E-Verify relief for tentative non-confirmations. DHS announced on March 21st, 2020 that E-Verify is extending the timeframe for a new hire to take action to resolve tentative non-confirmations, TNCs, due to the office closures of the Social Security Administration and U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services due to COVID-19. Employers must use the hire date from the employee's Form I-9 when creating the E-Verify case. If the case creation is delayed due to COVID-19 precautions, select Other from the drop-down list and enter COVID-19 as the specific reason. For more information, see https://www.e-verify.gov/about-e-verify/what's-new. Note: as you are aware, due to COVID-19, things are changing quickly. The above discussion represents our best interpretation of where things currently stand with I-9s and E-Verify. For more guidance and updates, please contact your Shepherd Mullin attorney. For more legal insights, visit our Coronavirus, COVID-19, page. Asterisk: this alert is provided for information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice and is not intended to form an attorney-client relationship. Please contact your Shepherd Mullin attorney contact for additional information. Star. Categories: Coronavirus, Immigration. As seen in Labor and Employment Law Blog.